Dua are readily accepted in one portion in the day or tomorrow, then du'as are readily accepted. Ulama has mentioned Abu Tufaqi different views when is the time for du'as. So any time on the day of du'as, du'as are readily accepted. But the ulama has mentioned two famous views. There's one third view also, one that Hadith is cut. So when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, children came to him and said, oh, our father, please ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So فَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي سُنَا وَلَيْكُمْ فَعَلَ وَالْأَسْءَ اللَّهِ تَفْقِبِ لِهُمْ. So the ulama said that the time he asked was on the day of Jumu'ah, at Tahajjud time. So they say on this day of Jumu'ah, the time of Tahajjud, du'as are very readily accepted. And the other hadith which mentions that du'as are readily accepted is the time of the day of Jumu'ah when du'as are readily accepted. So the ulama say one of two times, which is the more famous views. The one is when the imam is sitting on the minbar, and before the between the two khutbahs. So at that time, without moving the left in the heart, the person must make du'a. So the du'a you have to make at that time, the people are readily accepted those du'a. You should make du'a at that time, and there is no movement of the left. And the other time, when the ulama say du'a, the readily accepted just before Maghrib Salah, not before sunset, at Adhan time, no, Adhan is 3 minutes later, but the sunset a few minutes before that, when the sun has changed color, so maybe 5 to 10 minutes before the sunset, the person should try to engage in du'a at that time. As if Fatima radiallahu anhu, if you have a slave girl, or slave, the slave used to come and tell her exactly that now the sun has changed color, close to Maghrib time, so maybe 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes before Maghrib Salah, then she used to leave all her work, engage in dua at that time, until the time of Maghrib Salah. Remember by Hazrat Maulana Shahaji Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, on the day of Jumu'ah, we used to sit in the room with him sometimes, then after that he used to send us out to family members, his daughter used to come and visit him at that time. So then we all go out, come visit the family members, and they will leave after a while, you know, pull us back in the room. We see our masjid there. And about 5 to 10 minutes before Maghrib, Fajr, say, like, everyone stop now, everyone make dua. Then people just make dua, and as soon as sunset time, we still come and stay right back now, stop now making dua. So it's very particular about the time of making dua. So dua is readily accepted, there's so many things to make dua for, and you can ask for the things of the dunya also. Greater is the thing of akhirah. A very simple dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Even that between the khutbahs and the wahab and the dua, it's a very jamming, comprehensive dua, asking Allah Ta'ala for the best of dunya and akhirah, saving ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, from our desires, etc. A very simple dua. Besides any other dua also, we try and make it and then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. It is a very mubarak and blessed time. Throughout the whole day of Jumu'ah, from the night of Jumu'ah, and now especially now the few minutes before the Maghrib Salah, we try to engage ourselves in dua, getting our wishes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like if I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we try and recite the salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great abundance. I didn't mention one thing, that we said 1,000 times. So one simple way is that after every namaz, every salah from the day of Jumu'ah, we need 200 times. So after Maghrib Salah, we need 200 times. After Isha Salah, 200 times. After Fajr, 200. After Jumu'ah, 200. After Asr, 200 times. Very easily 1,000 times. Salawat and Salawat can be recited upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without taking much effort also. Otherwise, just one time, we have to Asr Salah, after Isha Salah, even at home with our families, make an environment of Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot of barakat and blessing, lot of goodness in our lives also. The more we will recite Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increase, our love for him will increase, love of sumut will come into us. We will come out of sin. Many, many goodness will come into a person. By reciting salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama say that when a person, he has got any problem in life, there are two ways to come out of the problem. One is the dua. Dua will take a person out of problem. And the other is salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason they say is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was living, if anyone gave him a hadiah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give something better in return. If he was physically being practical, or he will make dua for this person. Similarly, after the divide of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we are sending our salawat, we are sending hadiyah to him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning something better. We are sending salawat upon him, he is sending dua to us. So when we are sending an abundance of qurun, we get the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any problems of the person will be removed in his life. So this is also one easy way to remove a person's problem. Allah grant us peace and blessings. Wa afiru da'wana alhamdulillah.